Alice Little by L. Marie Messina. She sees you. She gazes from that window, impaling your thoughts with her stare. Your mind is tangled with the sinews of truth and trickery, as if her presence has enmeshed itself in the chaos of your racing thoughts. Her fingertips daintily caress the cold condensation upon the window panel of the timbered tavern. The lines she draws meander in an untamed pattern, like a cloudy fog gliding through a damp, grassy moor. It seems she's trying to map out all the undecided paths of her life she has yet to wander down. Alas, the lines have intertwined so much that the glass is now completely transparent. Just for a moment, you can see the face of the grey lady. The comatose eyes crafted from lifeless stone, the lips sealed tightly together as if they had been sewn with a needle and thread. The chalk skin, chipped, brittle, too fragile to touch. A new layer of condensation monopolizes the glass, abnormally fast, and once again the fingertips begin to redraw the map. She repeats, again and again and again. The ethereal being of this old woman disconcerts you. Yet you are not overcome with what you thought would be the inevitable emotion of fear. Instead, you find yourself capsized under a drowning wave of sadness. Look into the eyes again. They are silent and lost. They are the poor, tired eyes of a mother who sang her children lullabies to shield them from all the monsters and ghouls, a grandmother that told her grandchildren tales of the heroic princesses who defeated the tyrannous dragon with her mighty sword, saving her beloved kingdom from harm. And today, in the upper room of the Eclipse Inn, sits a frail, fading old woman, once completely swathed in a thick embrace of family, love, and cherishment. Now completely isolated, alone, awaiting the fatal punishment for the kindness she had gifted to a helpless stranger.